Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Michigan legislature is debating concealed guns and a sweetheart deal for a salt mine. Here to discuss the bills are Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator, and via Skype, Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. So, Vicki, supporters of repealing the law requiring training and a permit to carry and conceal a firearm, they say right now anyone can open carry. Why should there be additional paperwork and fees if you want to keep that weapon inside your jacket? So what do you think of that reasoning?
Well, I've always been opposed to the proliferation of handguns, and I think instituting a law that eliminates training for any weapon that can wield deadly force is just not a sound policy. I think training is necessary. It should be a requirement when you buy a handgun or a rifle. So I'm opposed to this bill. I also think that the idea of calling it a coat tax, which the NRA is proposing, is absolutely ridiculous. The training is necessary. And it also provides an extra background check from the time you purchase the weapon till the time you receive a concealed weapons permit that allows law enforcement to check to make sure that you are mentally capable of carrying that weapon. And that's why the Fraternal Order of Police has come out very strongly against this bill.
Ken, this is part of a package of four bills. Another proposes eliminating criminal penalties if a gun seller fails to keep records or a registry of gun sales. Supporters of eliminating the state requirement say the federal government already does this. The state doesn't need to do it, too. What do you think about loosening some of the restrictions on firearms that are proposed in these four bills?
Well, let's sort of look at it from the legislators who are advocating these changes. And we need to distinguish between the purchase of a pistol and the rules related to carrying that pistol, because they're not changing any laws, whether it's background checks or what training on purchasing a pistol. They're trying to address what are very Byzantine rules in Michigan that distinguish between what is called open carry and concealed carry. And their argument is they're really shouldn't be much of a distinction between open carry and concealed carry when it comes to permits and licenses. And I think the issue for Republicans and for all legislators, for that matter, is going to be, is it actually safer to have an open carry law versus a concealed carry law? And I could see the argument, frankly, that it's safer if you know who's got a weapon and who doesn't. But the real issue from the standpoint of these advocates is the rules between open and carry are so convoluted and complex, we need to rationalize them a little bit.
So what do you suggest?
I think what they're saying is if I can carry, open carry a pistol, and I don't have a concealed weapons license that goes along with it, then I'm in violation if, as they say, put the coat on, which is what Vicki is referring to. They like to call it the coat tax. My question, I guess, if I were in the legislature and on the committee and people testifying, I'd get the state police up there and law enforcement and say, hey, what's your opinion about safety in terms of open versus concealed? Is there any evidence at all anywhere in in Michigan, but around the country, is there any evidence that one way is safer versus the other way? And frankly, Lester, I'd probably base my vote on that evidence, if it exists. There are a lot of states that do exactly what these advocates are saying. They don't have an extra requirement or an extra license for concealed versus open.
Another bill would tack on an 8% premium on bids from companies out of state or out of the nation supplying road salt. And this really affects only one company, the Detroit Salt Company, which already holds a multi-million dollar contract with the state of Michigan. Vicki, this is kind of ironic because Detroit Salt is actually owned by an Ontario company. What's going on here?
I have no idea what's going on. And the language in the bill is, and if it's not a Michigan-based company, and it is not in the United States. So I'm very confused about the proposal. I don't understand why a party that supports free trade, the Republican Party, would be pushing a bill. And I might add, there are Democrats and Republicans on that have co-sponsored this bill, why they would support an 8% bid premium on any other bid other than from Detroit Salt. It really would hurt the state's funding mechanism. The Department of Management and Budget said this does increase costs for the state of Michigan, most definitely. And it could filter down and increase costs for any municipality or county that uses the state's bidding system to purchase their salt for the winter. This is a very puzzling bill to me, and I'm not quite sure where the genesis of this is.
Ken, I've heard many Republicans in the legislature criticize government for using incentives to benefit one company or industry. They state the government has no business picking winners and losers. Let the free market decide. Why this exception?
Lester, this is an 8% taxpayer subsidy, and it's so blatantly anti-competitive, and it amounts to government price fixing that it's just frankly bewildering that a Republican Senate would pass it on a vote of 36-2. It makes you think there must be something else going on here. But on the surface, it's just blatant government price fixing.
Tell us what you really think, Ken. That's Ken Sikkema. He's senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislator. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Hey, thanks for your candid thoughts today.
Well, thank you, Lester.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you both today.